Everybody again. Hope everybody is managing okay. And again, staying resilient. Challenging time, obviously, for all of us. Again, you know, the such a big part of our learning together, even for just a few moments every morning, and between Mincha and Maariv, is to help instill within us that sense of resilience. And as David HaMelech always emphasizes, the degree to which that we're really not alone, no matter how isolating sometimes things might feel. David's, one of his most powerful contributions in all of Sefer Tehillim was the idea that we're never alone if we sense Hashem's presence. I wanted to learn again in the Zechus of Refuah Shlema for Toiba Devora Basara Miriam, who's a very dear friend of our family, who's going through a very serious and challenging health situation, and so she should have Refuah Shlema, happens to be pregnant as well, and so we daven not only for her, but for the Ubar as well. So we're up to Tehillim Mizmor Lamentes, where David HaMelech starts off by reflecting on one of the most famous psukim in all of Sefer Tehillim, which is the notion of Shmiras Halashon. Amarti Eshmara D'Rachai Mechtov Elshoni Eshmara Lefi Machsom. Machsom, literally, checkpoint in modern Hebrew. Be'od Rasha L'Negdi. So it's easy for a person to allow themselves when they're frustrated and they feel a very strong sense of frustration and people almost a sense of siege. You know, people are gathering around them and wish them harm, for people to react in the moment and to say things that they might or certainly will later regret. And David HaMelech here talks about how one has to have like the presence of mind, especially in that moment, not to react in that way, but rather, instead of directing, you know, one's vitriol outwards, as David would have it, and, you know, we've learned enough, we're up to the 39th Mizmor, so it should be no surprise by now. So rather to turn one's language, instead of one's language, to be reflective of the frustration and the antagonism one feels towards those that are, you know, unfairly persecuting one, to turn one's thoughts and words to Hashem. And so the Mizmor says, this Pasuk Yud Gimel, Shimas filasi Hashem v'shavasi hazina el dimasi al techarash, ki ger anuchi imach toshav, Kechol Avosai. So David HaMelech uses three different words here. He asks Hashem to hear his tefillos, his regular prayers. But then he uses a term that reflects a much greater intensity of prayer. Vishavasi Haazina. Shavasi is a much more intensive language of davening, a sense of davening from a state of crisis. So the Pasuk says that when the Jewish people were suffering at their lowest moment, in Egypt, and then finally, El Dimasi Al Techarash, when there are no words left, so then God should simply accept our demo. So this pasuk is so exquisite, the Gemara in Brachos couldn't help but take notice of this. And this is where the Gemara famously says, this is the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Lamed Beis, Amar Rabbi Lazar, Afal Pishan in Alu Shari Tfila, even if the Shari Tfila will be locked, as has been the case, according to Rabbi Lazar, since the moment of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, Afal Pishan in Alu Shari Tfila, even though the gates of Tfila have been locked, Shari Dumalo Slon in Alu, the gates of tears have not been locked, Shenemar El Dimasi Al Techarash. Even when there are no words left for us to say in our Tfilos, nonetheless, Hashem still quote unquote hears and is receptive to our demamos. They come from the very deepest of places, a place that perhaps is deeper than any words of tefillah that we might be able to generate. And so for those, and again, sometimes it's easy for us to forget right now because, you know, quote-unquote, people are fatigued and people are ready to move on. But we have to remember, even if it might be out of sight, it surely cannot be out of mind. It would be wrong for it to be out of mind. There are still many individuals in our community who are going through, you know, absolutely dire straits right now. People still on ventilators, and even as everybody, you know, feels, quote unquote, ready to open up and ready to move on, we have that sentiment, which is very natural and understandable. We have to remember that for so many, it's still a time of Sha'arei Dmaos Lo Ninalu. And as the Braisa says in Pirkei Avos, that we'll get to, you know, if not tonight, then tomorrow, that a part of the Kinyanei HaTorah, part of what it means to prepare for Matan Torah, is a sense of Nosei Be'olim Chavero, is to carry the burden of one's friend. And so please, let's continue, even as the overall reality, the overall picture has for the moment, this could change in a second, but for the moment, certainly improved. We have to remember that for many individuals, it's not a time of tefillah, it's not even a time of Shavuah, but it's really a time of Dema'os, and we always rely on the fact of Chazal, Sha'arei Dema'os, Lo Ninalu. So again, it should be an ongoing zechus for a refuah shlema, for all those who are in need of Rachamei Shemayim right now, who continue to be in need of Rachamei Shemayim, especially our dear friend Toiba Dvora, Bas Sarah Miriam.